A strong area of surface high pressure drifting east from Ontario to Quebec will briefly nose in today and bring settled weather across upstate New York and interior New England. Clouds should break enough to allow all areas to see at least some sunshine today. Cool air that funneled in behind yesterday's cold front will keep temperatures seasonable for this time of the year, with readings in the 20s and 30s. High pressure will be short-lived, however, as an approaching storm system will bring us our first wintry weather of the season, including widespread measurable snowfall for many areas. Thin, high, and mid-level clouds will develop from the southwest to northeast ahead of the approaching system by late afternoon to the evening. Despite this being a warmer storm system, enough cold air will be in place at the onset of precipitation to produce snowfall in all locations before warm air mixes in to force a changeover to sleet and freezing rain, and then eventually rain by tomorrow afternoon and evening. Frontal passage will occur from morning to midday tomorrow, which will provide the opportunity for heaviest and steadiest precipitation. During this time frame, a secondary area of low pressure will develop south of Long Island, and high pressure will still be trying to hang on over the Canadian Maritimes. This will slow down the storm system by tomorrow evening, allowing the primary low pressure center moving east from the Great Lakes to continue to bring showers to the region, especially in northern zones. This storm will depart by tomorrow night. However, more active weather is expected for Wednesday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks in central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies continue through the afternoon. Thin high clouds will increase from late afternoon to evening with seasonable high temperatures in the 20s to near 30, and a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, overcast skies will give way to organized moderate snowfall beginning between 1 and 4 a.m. Lows will be in the teens. Snowfall will carry over to tomorrow morning after daybreak, and snow will be heavy at times just before sunrise. Total snowfall accumulations before a changeover to sleet will range from 4 to 8 inches. Sleet will then mix in with snow at the earliest around 7 a.m. before transitioning to all sleet from 9 to 11 a.m. Expect this changeover to occur first in upstate New York and then in the Champlain Valley. Afternoon sleet, light freezing rain, and rain is all possible before precipitation dwindles late tomorrow night. However, any leftover showers or drizzle after sunset could fall as light freezing drizzle due to surface temperatures falling below freezing. Highs will be in the low to mid 30s with a breezy southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies continue through the early afternoon, giving way to thin high and mid-level cloud cover. Afternoon highs will reach the upper 30s to low 40s, and a north wind 10 to 15 miles per hour is expected. Tonight, overcast skies will give way to a brief period of organized light sleet and snow beginning around midnight. Lows will be in the mid-20s. Total snowfall accumulations before a changeover to sleet will range from 1 to 2 inches. Snow will then transition to all sleet between 2 and 4 a.m. Some freezing rain could also mix in with sleet from 4 to 8 a.m. And another transition to rain is expected from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. with all rain after 10 a.m. Highs will be in the upper 30s with a breezy southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies today will give way to thin, high, and mid-level clouds. Highs will reach the low 30s with a northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, overcast skies will give way to a period of organized light snowfall developing between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. Lows will range from the upper teens to lower 20s. Snowfall will be brief, only lasting until around midnight to 3 a.m. before switching over to a mix of snow and sleet, eventually becoming sleet by 5 a.m. Total snowfall accumulations before a changeover to sleet will range from 1 to 3 inches, and this changeover will occur first in western areas such as Oneonta and Utica before changing over a bit later in Gloversville and Johnstown. Rain will start to mix in with sleet between 7 to 8 a.m. before becoming rain by 10 a.m. Daytime highs will reach the mid to upper 30s with a breezy southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly sunny skies will give way to increasing high and mid-level clouds by this evening. Highs will be in the low to mid-30s with a north wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, overcast skies will give way to a period of organized light to moderate snowfall beginning between midnight and 2 a.m. Lows will range from the upper teens to lower 20s. Snowfall accumulations are expected to reach 1 to 3 inches before transitioning to sleet around 4 a.m. and a second transition to sleet and freezing rain by 9 a.m. Periods of freezing rain will be possible between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. before changing over to rain after 1 p.m. Highs will be in the mid-30s with a southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, mostly sunny skies will give way to increasing high and mid-level clouds by this evening. Highs will be in the mid to upper 30s with a north wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast conditions will lend itself to organized light snowfall developing between midnight and 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. Lows will be in the 20s. Snowfall will be brief, lasting until 1 to 3 a.m. tomorrow morning before mixing with sleet. Snow will then change over to sleet entirely by 6 a.m. before mixing with some freezing rain between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Sleet and freezing rain will then transition to rainfall after 11 a.m. Total snowfall accumulations before a changeover to sleet will range from 1 to 3 inches. Highs will be in the mid to upper 30s with a southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Additional snowfall accumulations are expected along the spine of the Greens, ranging from 4 to 8 inches. Following tomorrow's wintry weather, expect the chance for some showers on Wednesday as well as Thursday, with temperatures above average for this time of the year in the upper 30s and low 40s. Before we start to cool off for New Year's Day and into the weekend, with temperatures falling back closer to seasonable averages under partly sunny skies. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jordan Sherman.